Call the work session to order.
So I put two things, we're just going to scratch one off the work session. The only thing I really want to talk today is about changing the codes, which we don't have for grading and plan site of final approvals, right? So right now we don't have any plans or required the developers to do anything. So instead of doing a code, we could just do, and I was talking with Alan, I thought he was going to be here by now. We could just make it a requirement they would sign off on that, because for an example, we do have, especially with the storm that we did have, we do have some drainage issues, obviously, depending on how the yards are graded, driveways are placed. When I built my house in 08, the guy was dumping the topsoil. He asked me how I wanted my yard graded. I said, you're asking the wrong person, you know? So right now we don't have any grading plans, which Al could contest when he gets here, which he's not here, but we do have an issue.
No,
he brought it up several times. So instead of doing a code, we just do it as a punch list item on the final draft or whatever when they submit a plan or whatnot.
Well, they would have to pay, there'd have to be a fee, because somebody, probably an engineer, would have to go out and look at it originally and then go out and look at it when it's completed to make sure it's there. So we would have to come up with, okay, how much time is it going to take?
Yeah.
So there's going to have to be a fee. But I don't disagree with you, because I had a lady come in yesterday from Timber Banks, and that's the problem. They got a grading problem, and I got to talk to Al about it tonight. And we got to go out and take a look at her property, because his isn't complete. So before he gets a certificate of occupancy, I'm going to, you know, because actually what he's doing is pushing, according to her, pushing water into her yard, which they can't do.
Right, right.
You know, now there is a swale in the back, so we'll have to see, you know, we'll just have to grade it so that it goes in the swale and not in her yard. But we have a lot of these issues. I mean, I don't tell you every time I go out on them, but when we do go out, a lot of it is because of the grading and the way they grade it and the way that they push the water into someone else's yard, or didn't go properly into the swale. So this is probably something that we need to do. Any other towns do it?
I believe Al said there's other towns in the past when we brought this up. Other towns have this as part of their, like,
punch list.
Approval of lots. You know, there's grading and site plan review done.
Tony, if we were talking about grading and requiring builders to add that into their, plans and everything else like that, that doesn't require any type of.
Got to put in our code.
Oh, we do have to put in our code.
Yeah, because otherwise the developer would know that they're required to do that.
Okay.
Whatever you're requiring of them.
Yeah. Just like everything else?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's something we have to do. Find a good one and write it up.
So this came up months ago, and if there was something in front of me, I would have voted on it tonight. Are we waiting on Al to do this? Because
I think if Tony says we have to.
No, I know, but Al brought this up at least 6 months ago about we wanted to.
Yeah, the planning board has, and I thought the planning board was going to give us suggestions of.
Well, there he is.
Jack, I put on the work session grading plans and site plans. We don't have a grading plan right now that we require developers to submit to us.
That's correct.
So we want to change that to alleviate all the issues that we have.
Future issues.
Future issues, not past issues, but future issues.
Yeah, I know. Al's talked about this for quite a while.
Yeah.
All we get is a lot layout.
Yes.
That's all. No grade. But we're going to be providing you with the recommended code changes that came out of the work on the club, and we can certainly add that to it.
Why not?
Or you can certainly add it to it when we present it to you, either way.
You have any good examples? You know anybody that has a good code for that?
Oh, yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Maybe you could provide us with some when we could take a look at it?
Well, if we make that recommendation to you, we would provide that.
But even if we don't, could you?
Oh, yeah.
Could you? If you don't, I mean, if you know some, right, maybe we could get them so we could start taking a look at them and discuss
well,
them.
The ones I have seen, and Al got more detail than I have on this, obviously, but usually it's written in a generalized language that makes the point to require, with the submission of a minor or major subdivision, that a final grading plan be presented along with each of the lots. It doesn't necessarily tell you how to grade because it depends on the topography of where you're working and groundwater and all kinds of other things. But you lay
utility
out
layouts
general
too.
Requirement for a grading plan. And I will, tomorrow I'll pull up some that I know of. The ones I've looked at, they don't like say, 10 this,
yeah,
that.
Degrees,
it's just
right?
A requirement.
Well, if you send them to me, I'll forward
okay.
to everybody else.
All right.
Good with that.
Yeah, that's it.
Dina, you want to go over the November 2nd?
Yeah, so we have a little bit of an issue with November 2nd. So originally, we were going to hold the budget public hearing and public presentation for the budget on the 2nd, but the Board of Elections is here for early voting until 9 that night. Last year, they were here till 6, I think, that night. So I called the Board of Elections, and I was like, can you move your machines and move your stuff? And they were like, no, we can't. And I said, can you close the polls down early? And they said, no, we can't. And I said, well, is there anything we can do? And they said, no, because they've submitted all the paperwork to the State Board of Elections already, so, and everything has to be, like, locked down and unplugged, just everything, you just can't touch any of that stuff. So, we have used the large group room before for meetings, but it's not going to work for the public hearing for the budget, because, first of all, we don't know how many people we're going to have come. We don't have the equipment in there. It just isn't really like conducive to having the public hearing there. So I was looking at Monday the 13th to have the public hearing and the presentation, and then voting on adopting the budget on the 16th, because we have to adopt the budget by the 20th.
Yeah, so the 16th at our next meeting would be when we would do that.
And so we would not have a town board meeting on Thursday the 2nd.
But we would meet Monday the 13th.
For the budget only.
For the budget only.
And that would be the budget presentation and the public hearing.
That's fine.
Works for me.
Yeah, I'm good.
So no meeting on the 2nd?
No meeting on the 2nd.
We're going to meet on the 13th and then again on the 7th.
The 16th, there'll be another meeting. There'll be other agenda items. There'll be like a normal meeting on the 16th.
13th and 16th.
Yeah.
13th will just be the budget.
Yeah, 13.
5:30 both times.
So
yeah.
All right.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah. You sure the zoning board gonna meet that? Is that the week of the zoning board? Or
is there court?
They'll meet in another room.
I checked with her.
Is there court?
It's Tuesday, Wednesday.
No,
Tuesday, Wednesday.
We're good. I'm good.
Yeah, we could do it at 5:30. That's when we.
Oh, you want to do it 5:30 instead of 6:30?
Well, it's up to everybody else. It doesn't matter to me.
Don't matter to me.
Will Pat be able to be there?
Yeah.
5:30?
Be able to be here at 5:30 on the 13th?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good, perfect.
All right, so.
And so then in that regard, we're just going to change motion A to November 13th at 5:30. And then I'll put a notice out that we're not having a regular town board meeting on the 2nd. And then I had added the Weinstein Expire Protection Agreement. So if you wouldn't mind just tabling that tonight, and then we'll put it on for another night. I just wanted to have it on there before the
okay.
first of the year.
Yeah, we just have to have that before January, right?
That's okay. It. Yeah, I just kind of wanted to cross it off of my to-do, so.
Well, we might as well talk about that. They're asking for another, or not for another, for a 3% increase. And I think it was 3%, right, Dina?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 3% increase over what they had last year. I don't think that's unreasonable. I think that with the cost of everything going up, and their cost is significantly lower than we would pay with anything else. I did a little checking, and it is lower, so.
And it's $3,557.97. So last year's price was $118,599. This year it'll be $122,157. Because I think it was only 1% last year because of inflation and everything. It's higher.
Inflation's down this year, 4%.
For?
Overall.
We have it for their equipment and that kind of thing. The cost of their equipment and operations.
Well, I mean, I've heard it all over the place. I've heard it as high as 6, but then when you add everything else in with, because they don't include gas and food in there, and the cost of some non-perishables when they do that inflation. You know, I forget, it's very limited on it. So, but I don't think 3% is unreasonable for them. Anybody else, does anybody have a problem with that 3%? Because I would call them if you did.
Well, that's what public hearings for. See if anybody from West Phoenix shows up. I mean, you know, you're limited on options. If you decide to go away from a fire district, you'd have to decide if Cody's going to cover it or Belgium Cold Springs. And if they don't want to cover it, then you go to Northwest. And I don't know if any of them are going to want to step on toes.
Well, the cost would be substantially more. I already looked into it. So, okay. All right, so I'll table that one, this one, okay. Anything else?
No.
Okay, good. All right, we'll call the work session closed at...
Did you want me to go over the
what?
First thing?
Yes, I'm sorry, I forgot about that, sorry.
I just wrote up the resolution.
Yep.
We, a few months back, we paid the appraisers for the Timber Banks tax certiorari case. Just so that you know, they sued us for 5 years. It was a large case. We split the cost of the appraisers with the town or the school district, I'm sorry. And our share was $2,100. That was for the initial appraisal. We got the final appraisal in, and it's an additional $2,100. That's the end of it. The good part is Timber Banks dropped all their tax. So it was well worth
absolutely.
The investment.
Because yeah.
You know, I think what happened was, I think they got their own appraisal up and it was higher than ours.
And if we had to go to any type
you
of
to trial, you
yeah, if you're talking, our portion would be a lot more than $2,100.
Yeah. So we got to make a motion for the additional $2,100.
Yeah.
We were just talking about the, or Jeff was talking about the, about putting in a grading policy.
I think all we need to do is add this sentence to our current building permit application. We already prepared our plot plan.
Tony was saying you need to change the code.
Okay. We already require a plot plan, so we're really just asking for some additional details. But if Tony thinks we need to do an additional law, then let's do an additional law. But I
hate to see a developer come in and all for the last minute because they've got to spend some money to do this stuff. And say, well, where'd this come from? Why do we have to do this now?
Yeah.
I mean, it's fairly common in other municipalities.
Well, that's true, but not common here, so.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. What's the big deal?
I'm fine with it.
Yeah, I mean, if we,
yeah, whatever
we put it in.
So where are we going to put it in the code?
Well, that's up to Tony to figure out.
Where is this one in the code?
This isn't the code. This is just our building permit application. Oh, okay. So we already require a plot plan. So we're just asking for additional details on the plot plan for new home construction on lots less than 40,000 square feet.
I'd have to look at our code. I don't know where it falls, where it says what they have to provide, but that's where it's going to be. Somewhere in that area.
What is it? I don't know if it's super specific, Tony. I'll pull it up and print it for you.
Okay. Anywhere in the weather's that we list the requirements for their submissions.
Jeez, I walked out of my lane.
Just in addition.
I mean, I'll defer to you, Tony, in terms of what the protocol has to be, but this building permit application, is this in the code somewhere? Or why can't we do what Al is saying? We have a building permit application, and we would just add a sentence to it.
Amend it, yeah.
I mean,
you could, I suppose.
Well, I mean, it's not, I don't think we've got to do this tonight. We've gone for years discussing it. But
no, we're not. I don't think we should do it tonight.
Would this also cover, like, the issue of the drains being in the middle of driveways because we don't?
Yeah, that's why I said, the sentence reads, plot plans for new home construction on 40,000 square feet or less shall include proposed finished floor elevation, detailed grading plan, including contours on a one-foot interval with proposed spot elevations at the property corners, and the location of all public utilities and service light-up connections for the new home.
Okay, so this should prevent the, water shut off in the middle of the driveway.
Or, catch basin right, in the middle of the driveway. Right.
Or the sewer. I got a neighbor that has a sewer in part of
the
driveway.
Sewer vent trap in the middle of the driveway.
Right.
In the wintertime, once it's covered with snow.
Good luck plowing.
And it's just dumping water into the sanitary sewer system, and your vent doesn't work correctly.
Yeah.
I'll get together with that. We'll figure it out.
You familiar with one over in Timber Banks? A lady came in, JMG's building a house next to her. Okay. Can we talk about that afterwards?
Sure.
Or once I close this, we'll talk about it. Because she came in. So.
That's the one on Paltry?
I'd have to look. I got her, she's got a last Italian last name. Well, anyway, I got her thing on my on my desk, her survey. Okay.
Good.
All right. Call the work session closed at 5:48.
What?